So in this lesson, we're going to do an overview of what are the seven systems of a healthy membership business. So if you would, make sure you have your action sheet out and let's go to work together. The very first system that we're going to talk about is the content system. Now, for those of you who are in a content delivery business, maybe you're a business coach, this is going to seem very easy for you because you're used to thinking about your deliverables in the way of content. If you're in a service industry, so like my brother-in-law, he owns a landscaping business, but yet he still has content. It would be the menu of services that he provides. So if you're in a service-based business, then I would encourage you to consider this. When I say content, it's really going to be the services or the menu of services. So the content system. In that system, we're going to be talking about what you deliver, when you deliver it, and how you deliver it. Now, there's that one key word there that's in all of it, and that is it. You might be thinking about it and saying, well, Scott, I just don't exactly know what it is. Well, I'm going to help you find that. I'm going to help you discover your it. So for like one of my clients, I told him, I said, we need to come up with your special sauce. What are your keys for the way that you do things? And so we came up with that. I will help you find your it. And then once we find your it and what it is, then we're going to talk about how you deliver it, how often you deliver it. The number one reason why people quit membership programs is because they get overwhelmed. So I'm going to make sure that you don't do that, because most often you think, well, I've got to do everything. I've got to provide all that I can for my members. And that's a great mentality to have, but you will do your members a disservice if you don't show them how to use it. So we're going to talk about what you deliver, when you deliver it, and how you deliver it. Then the next system will be the assimilation system. This is going to be, what do you want your members to receive, believe, and achieve when they join your membership program? Now, again, that goes back to the deliverables of the content. Again, the systems working together as to what are they going to receive. I'll lead you through an onboarding process that I use and that I've seen work in many businesses of how to onboard and assimilate your members. But you can't just all of a sudden deliver and onboard them in that way just by delivering your services or your goods. You have to make sure that the very fundamental belief of why they joined your membership, that your membership is meeting that belief. Or another way to put it is meeting those expectations, those backed up beliefs of why they joined. And then achieve. Your members, regardless of what membership business you may have, they want to achieve something, some end result as part of being a member of your business, of your program. So we're going to talk about, what do we want your members to receive in their beliefs, or receive in the way of the deliverables, believe in the way of their beliefs, and what reasons they decided to join your membership, and then what are their end goals? What do they want to achieve? I'll put it this way. My wife and I are a member of a grocery delivery service company. We can go on the app on our phone and we can make our grocery list, and we can set a specific time and day and our groceries will be delivered to us. Now, I do that for a number of reasons, but one of them is my wife is a teacher, so she enjoys teaching. And so to make it convenient for her, we have this service. Now, notice I said to make it convenient. One of the beliefs that I have as a member of a grocery delivery service is that I will better enjoy my time by not having to go to the grocery store. That my wife will better enjoy her time by not having to go to the grocery store. That is a belief that we have. And it allows us to then know that our membership with that grocery service is helping us to have that belief and accomplish it. Now, what do we achieve by it? Well, when our groceries show up, I then know, like, I was able to do certain things during that time I was able to achieve certain things during that time that I wouldn't otherwise been able to achieve if I had to go to the grocery store. Same for my wife. She was able to achieve other things with her time since she wasn't able or didn't have to go to the grocery store. So whether you're in a business coaching environment or you're in a service-based environment, your members will have certain beliefs that they are coming into with your business, and you want to make sure that you're helping them in their beliefs and you're helping them achieve. And we'll talk about all of these things as they go about receiving your deliverables from your membership business, and that's part of the assimilation system. Next is the marketing system. Now, I know for many, you're going to want to jump right into the marketing system, but you got to work the process. And notice I'm starting with your content and making sure that we have a content catalog and calendar and all these things I'm going to teach you about. And then we assimilate members and we onboard them. And we have to do those two things first before we can get to marketing your membership business. The last thing I want to do is help you get new members and not be prepared for those members. So we have to take care of your content. We have to take care of assimilation, and then we're going to go to work on marketing and identifying your prospects and your ideal members so that you can invite them into your membership business and your membership program. The marketing system is this. We're going to identify the right message, deliver it with the right media, and to just the right market. The right message delivered with the right media and just the right market. So we're going to talk about the relationship of your media, your message, and your market in the marketing system. The next one is the retention system. This system focuses in on creating a membership path where people believe, belong, and become your ideal member. It's one thing to just go out and get members or subscribers. It is a different thing to say, I've got a member, how can I retain this member, nurture the relationship as much as possible? And I'm going to talk to you about the relationship that you have with your members and the results that you bring your members. And when you increase your relationship and increase the results, how you'll have a higher retention percentage in your membership business. So that's the retention system. The next system that I'll be talking with you about, and I hope you implement in your membership business, is the ascension system. This is how you move members to ascend in your program or descend before they cancel. Listen, people are going to quit. It's not personal. It's nothing against you. It may be that your membership business is unhealthy in some ways, but it is nothing against you personally. You have to give your members an opportunity to take next steps in the membership program, or in the unlikely event that they want to cancel, and they will want to cancel. What opportunities can you create for your members so that instead of canceling, they have an opportunity to stay with you, maybe at a reduced rate and at a reduced level of services or a reduced level of the program that you're offering? So even within a service-based business, you will have, with your menu of services that you provide, you can offer a reduced rate with a secondary level of services or goods that you're going to provide. And I'll help you identify that in the ascension system as we go through that. The sixth system is the strategy system. Now, this is where we'll go to work and say, how do we evaluate all of these systems together? How are we seeing the content system work with the assimilation system? How is the assimilation system working with the ascension system? How is retention working with your marketing system? And we put all of these systems together and we look at the strategies that interact between them and how we can make improvements on them and how you can identify those opportunities for greater profit in your membership business. How you can identify those opportunities for adding new members to your business, or how you can identify new membership levels to add or old membership levels that you need to take away and do away with So that is the strategy system, and it's really the one that's almost like the nervous system behind it all. We're going to find ways and opportunities for this system to interact together with all of the others. And then lastly is the leadership system. Now, originally, when I put all of this together and I started introducing this to my private clients, this was not one of the seven systems, or it wasn't a system. It was at six systems. But they said to me, Scott, there's a system that's missing, and it's called the leadership system. You're helping us grow as leaders. And so I added this system in because I truly believe that if your business is going to grow, you must grow. So we have to go to work on your leadership. We have to develop your personal leadership so that you can be a leader of leaders, so that you can lead your membership base. And that is true even in the service industry, that you as a business owner have to be growing in your understanding of business. You have to be growing in your understanding of marketing. You must be reading new books and stretching your overall leadership. And if you don't have a staff, when it comes time for you to add staff to your membership business, that you're able to lead them effectively. And so I added this system because, number one, it was already there and I didn't realize it until somebody pointed it out to me. But then as I went to work on it and started looking at it and how the system interacts with all of the others, that I began to find that this is like the system with your heart, the cardiology. It's the system at the very heart of your membership business. And so we have to go to work on you, because growing businesses will be led by growing leaders. And if you look at any business, if you look at any business in any of the news today that's growing, it's because they have growing leadership and growing staff members at that. So that is the seven systems, the overview to the seven systems in your membership business. Now again, don't skip ahead. Don't say, I want to go to work on that system first. Follow me through this, and in this next lesson where I teach you how to get the most out of this coaching, I'm going to show you why it's important to follow each of these systems. I'll see you on the next session.